Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, on a Wednesday morning, broadcasting from my Studio E here at my Tampa, Florida flagship stations, Salem Media flagship stations, as we broadcast out to many great radio stations all across the United States and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout, as always, goes out to our active duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, to our hospitals and ER room workers, to our 9/11 dispatchers, to our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those who help us stay free and safe. Now, you can also, and we appreciate everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, doing whatever it is to keep America rolling along. That starts with the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there in the semis, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And it also includes the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail center haulers, haul the mail. And the Amazon warehouse people, the Amazon drivers, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to be hauled. And then, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and we're over there. And you can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on True Social. We're also on Twitter as Captains America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And you can go over there and you can pick up all the information for the show. You can listen to the show over there. If you can't get it any other way, you can get it right there, right now, live and in living color. And then it streams all day long, the current show. And our podcast is over there, too. So, let's get going here and travel out to California and see what's going on out there in the land of milk, honey, fruits, and nuts. We got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
So, fruits and nuts, huh?
Well, it's more like rain and snow.
Yeah, and let me tone the group down. Okay, thank you very much. Now, they're out there in shorts and a T-shirt again tonight because it is 72 degrees on one side of the building, and it is 73 degrees on the other side, so it's not bad.
Not bad. Well, we're envious, Captain, at 51 degrees.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I don't want any part of it. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values many years ago. And, of course, if you don't believe me, go look. Go look. Okay, Kyle, let's talk about the weather for a minute. What the hell is going on out there?
Well, Captain, we've got all kinds of weather throughout California this morning, especially here in the Southland. It is coming through again. We got a lot of rain. We got snow, of course, in the mountains that are north of Los Angeles and out northeast of Riverside, for example. We got rain in Barstow. We've got rain and snow going up, looks like paralleling 395. We got all kinds of rain in the San Jose area and up California 99 and Interstate 5 in the Central Valley. So it's still pouring out there.
Well, let's talk about something that a lot of people will be interested in, especially the younger folks tuning in. Conservative justices yesterday had a lot of questions about Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. And remember, Joe Biden by himself can do nothing. Nothing. It is unconstitutional for him to move the bar at all. It has to be the Congress that does it. So here's what was being said in the courtroom yesterday. I've got a little barrage here of some clips, so let me get over here, and here we go.
During oral arguments, Chief Justice John Roberts pointed to the wide impact and expense of the program, which is estimated to cost $400 billion.
If you're going to affect the obligations of that many Americans on a subject that's of great controversy, they would think that's something for Congress to act on.
But Solicitor General Elizabeth Preliger, arguing for the Biden administration, said the debt forgiveness plan is well within the federal government's authority.
Congress expressly authorized the Secretary to waive or modify any Title IV provision in emergencies to provide financial relief to borrowers.
A decision is expected by late June. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, you heard the word emergency, right?
Right.
What did the California governor do yesterday?
Well, as a matter of fact, Captain, the COVID-19 emergency plans and so forth, they are expiring or have, well, will on my end here, will expire at 11:59 p.m.
So where's the emergency?
Well, there's no longer literally an emergency. That's right.
So what they're arguing doesn't exist anymore.
Well, right. Well, they may argue that at the time, or if the president made a decree, well, that's the wrong word to use, but decided to try to forgive these loans.
That's what a king does, by the way.
That's right. That's right. So it doesn't have a decree. But if the president tried to actually end that during a time period in which there was an emergency, they may be able to make some kind of argument. But overall, Captain, I think that and even Nancy Pelosi, by the way, thought that the president did not have the power to unilaterally take away those loans responsibility.
All right. Well, hold on, because we're going to go see what we can take away. And give a listen to this, and we'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been religiously taking every day, start my morning out with that. And I've been taking it for well over 9 years, going on my 10th year coming up here pretty quick. And I'll tell you what, the reason I take it is simple. It works. If you've got pain, if you've got inflammation, if you've got swelling, if you've got, whatever the problems might be with your back, your shoulder, or whatnot. As a matter of fact, yesterday, let me tell you what happened to me. I sit in a chair all night long. I try to get up and move around a little bit so my back doesn't stiffen up on me and whatnot. But last night, I stayed just a little bit too long in one position, and my back was killing me. So when I got to the car, and my producer, my engineer, who comes in at 6, realized that I was in pain. He helped me, you know, with the car door and all that. I took the Relief Factor. He didn't see me, but I took the Relief Factor before I pulled out. And by the time I got onto the interstate, which might have been 5 minutes, the pain in my back was gone. Gone. How do you like that? That's how fast it works when you get it in your system and you keep using it and taking it. And I do. So if you want to find out what I've already found out and tens of thousands of other people have, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start that's right there. They have other things there too, but that's up to you. But I'm just telling you about the relieffactor.com/captain quick start. 1995. Try that, and I would be willing to bet you that it just might work for you. So, there you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and what do you like to say about Relief Factor?
All you have to lose is pain.
Boy, did I yesterday. I could not believe how quickly that worked, but it worked. Thank God.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely is right. All right. Now, and I don't have the song queued up. If I did, I'd play it. Happy Days Are Here Again.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with that one.
Well, Chicago, Chicago. Thank God you people got it right. Lori Lightfoot is out as mayor. She did not finish number one. She did not finish number two. She finished a distance number three, and she is not going to be in that runoff because neither one of the top two got 50%, so they'll be in it. One was a law and order candidate, the guy up on top, and the second one was the education candidate, which also ran on some law and order stuff, too, because Chicago has got serious, serious, serious problems. And she didn't help it with all her button heads up against the police department and the police union and the firefighters union. That didn't help anything at all.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, yeah, we don't have the song queued up, but Chicago is that toddling town, and it delivered a very strong message, Captain, that something has to change, and that change has to be Lori Lightfoot is not even going to be in the running now for the runoff election. We expected a runoff election there, but this is a major, major upset.
Yep.
Because I think she's the first mayor of a large city in a long, long, long time to lose some sort of re-election in this. Also, Captain, of course, as we talked about on the program just 24 hours ago, this may be a bellwether for other mayors of big blue cities who have unbelievable crime problems that have been growing because of their mismanagement. They ought to take note that the voters are ready to make a change.
Well, I think they will take note. And for these attorney generals that are there, these woke attorney generals that are in there, they're also causing the problem in these cities.
Well, that's exactly right. It's as if you took the entire concept of law and order and taking the bad guys when they do crime and put them in jail. It's as if they've reversed that entire thing and said, let's just do the opposite of what we've been doing, and then maybe that'll be better. None of this makes any sense, but of course it proceeds from sort of the woke agenda, this anti-police, anti-law and order stance, even by the so-called prosecutors.
You know, I'm looking at a video, but I can't play it because I don't have the sound, of Randy Weisgarten. You know who that is?
Right, yeah, the teacher union person, I think, yeah.
She's standing there going nuts, jumping up and down at the podium, saying, it's not fair, it's not fair, the Supreme Court's going to take things away, it's not fair, it's not fair, oh, boo-hoo, it's not fair. Go home. She's not fair. She's the one that's not fair. Go home.
Right. Exactly right. Well, you know, it's interesting to see how, when things go pretty far, how sometimes the so-called the proverbial pendulum starts swinging back.
When things go boom, sometimes they explode, right?
Right, exactly.
And I mean, she's got the mic moving. She's banging on the – it's unbelievable. But anyway – I would expect nothing less from a maniac. But anyways, Lori Lightfoot is a thing of our imagination now in Chicago. She can leave anytime she wants.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Captain, because what do you think the Joe Biden administration will want to do for Lori Lightfoot at this point? Do you think maybe she'll be offered some cushy administration job for the next couple of years?
Yeah. She'll be an ambassador, or she'll wind up in some Health and Human Services or something like that, to go back and work with the people in Chicago and give them all sorts of free things.
Yeah, exactly. I have a feeling that something like that might be in the offing, because she's been a stalwart, spokesperson for the left.
All he knows how to do is give away free stuff and think that that's good for the country.
Yeah, that's not governing. That's not governing at all. Mm-hmm. And of course, the idea is to try to garner votes or garner political support.
Yeah, well, if that's not governing, wait till you hear this. President Joe Biden said yesterday that his March 9th budget proposal to the U.S. Congress will include some higher taxes, including that on billionaires. but it will not violate his pledge not to raise the rates on the Americans making less than $400,000 a year. Now, Biden is under pressure from Republicans who are threatening not to raise the U.S. Debt limit unless he agrees to sharp spending cuts, and he's vowed to cut the deficit by $2 billion over the next 10 years in the upcoming budget proposal. The only way he can do that is instead of cutting programs, he's going to raise taxes.
Well, of course, raise taxes. This is not a surprise. And, you know, it's interesting to me, Captain, every time we hear presidents talking about cutting $2 trillion out over 10 years, you know, they know that that's never going to happen ever, because 10 years down the road might as well be an eternity, because the administration isn't going to be here 10 years from now. So these are ways of talking that make you think, designed to make people think, hey, he's really going to cut things back. No, he's not. The raising taxes, that's the important problem here.
Now, the head of the Ukrainian president Zelensky's office said yesterday that the Ukraine joining the North Atlantic Treaty Organization is essential for their survival. He said it's necessary to all the members of NATO and all the members of the European Union to be interested and feel their interest in the Ukraine becoming a member of the alliance and a member of the Union. Now, he also explained that our membership in NATO is the most important element of our security. I would not disagree with any of that.
Well, certainly the idea of Ukraine becoming part of NATO has been talked about for a long time, even before Vladimir Putin and Russia invaded Ukraine. If Ukraine were to become part of NATO tomorrow, just for sake of argument, what would that mean? That would mean that they're under attack from Russia, and everybody would then have to go to war with Russia in order to live up to the Article 5 responsibilities. So, yes, you can talk about that right now, but I think that because of the state of war that exists right now, actually joining NATO would not be in the offing anytime soon.
Well, we'll see now, won't we?
Well, right. But and, of course, you're going to hear people talking about Vladimir Putin. Well, you know, one of the reasons is he doesn't want NATO on his doorstep and was not given assurances that would never be the case, basically. But certainly, Captain, if this war continues and it's not part of NATO and it ends, maybe they'll talk. We'll see.
All righty. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more at Kyle Warren 2.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A new report finds 60% of all USA adults are living paycheck to paycheck. According to Lending Club, that's down slightly from last year in spite of inflation. This suggests some belt tightening by consumers helped give their budgets a bit of breathing room. The report notes many Americans adjusted their spending to better manage their cash flow, especially during the holiday shopping season. Justin Bieber's Justice Tour is officially canceled. This comes after fans reported receiving emails from their point of purchase about venues axing the tour's remaining shows. Bieber previously took a break from the stage following his Ramsay Hunt syndrome's diagnosis last summer before deciding to postpone remaining shows. At least 29 people are dead and over 85 injured following a train collision in northern Greece. A passenger train carrying over 350 people collided with a freight train on Tuesday night near the city of Larissa. Julio Flores, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, MyPillow has been around for a while, and Mike Lindell is just outdoing himself again. My God, what doesn't he have on sale this time? Holy smokes. You go over there to MyPillow.com and go into that room that he's got there, the Radio Listener Specials room, and you are going to find it loaded, loaded with savings. Buy one, get one, 50% off, 60, 70, 80, 90% off. Loaded with those kind of specials in there. It's going to save you a bunch of money on the things that you were looking for to begin with. So if you don't do that, shame on you. MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. The promo code will always be the word Captain. That's Captain. And they have a phone number if you want to call it. It's 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Call that number, speak to a live person, and they'll give you the answers to any questions that you have. MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Save a bunch of money. And I'm telling you, it's unbelievable what they got on sale right now. Promo code will always be Captain. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What do you got loaded up there?
Well, you know, Captain, this is for all the people over there in Chicago.
We're hearing from them. They're very, very happy. Here we go.
We are.
All right. So great. Our clear again. Again. Happy days are here again. And the reason we're doing that is because Lori Lightfoot is out, O-U-T, out, 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 out. The voters have sent a brutal message to her honor, and she lasted one term. That's it. She lost an election after years, years of surging crime in Chicago and arguments with the police and the police union and the firefighters and the firefighters union and everybody else that was there that she argued with. It didn't work, Lori. Bye. See ya. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. There you go.
Well, you know, Captain, the voters really have issued that verdict about how they think Lori Lightfoot led the city of Chicago. And of course, that was Mitch Miller and his gang. I think it dated back to about 1961.
Yeah.
But happy days are here again for the people of Chicago. They still have a runoff election to do, but they've turned the ship.
Not
here,
with her.
Like.
Not with her.
That's right. Yeah, she is not moving forward with that election. So there is some change afoot here. And that's as you were talking about, that's a bellwether, I think, for other big blue cities with mayors who are either out of touch or actively trying to make things worse by, like you said, going up against the police and this kind of stuff and not making the city safe for the people that live there.
Well, here's something that's coming back into play in the cities. School choice is becoming a good thing. Parents are taking their children out of the schools where they're not being taught anything and putting them either in private schools or charter schools or a school that's actually doing something.
You know, Captain, in the United States of America, we should have the ability to choose the school, to have schools run on merit and have the students have the best access to the best education system on planet Earth. And that's, I think, where we should be, what we should be striving for. But the powers that be, as it were, they don't want the kind of choice that you're talking about that parents want because they lose control of that system. But the kids really do need those educational opportunities because it's competitive out there, not just in our country, but around the world.
Well, if you've got a school that's failing all the way around, putting out kids that aren't learning anything and teachers that aren't teaching anything, then you need to shut down that school. I don't care who it is.
Well, right. It shouldn't simply be institutionalized that it will always be so. You know, it's always going to be this bad a school. And there are a lot of teachers, Captain. They want to teach and they want to help the kids and they want to pass on what they know. We got to give them that opportunity as well.
Yes, yes, and yes. And I am talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we talk to him six nights a week here on the Radio Dial. And every now and then we talk to him a little bit longer than that. It just all depends, right?
That's right, yeah.
All right. The Ukraine is saying mercenaries are sending their most trained units to Bakhmut. What units would that be? Are those for the Russians or for the Ukrainians?
That's a good question. Certainly, you know,
they got both.
That's true. Exactly. Well, we know that, of course, there's this talk of there being a major offensive that can be coming in, you know, from Russia. And I think that's one of the things that Zelensky is so concerned about.
All right. Well, I'll see if I can find out a little bit more about that.
But I think these mercenaries that were coming in from part of the Wagner group or the Wagner group, as they call them.
Well, now, did you know that we have Ukrainian warships in our hemisphere at the port of Rio right now? And Senator Ted Cruz said that this is a very dangerous, dangerous decision for the Brazilian president to make.
Yeah, not Ukrainian, but Iranian, I think, right? Iranian warships, yeah.
Iranian.
Yeah.
What did I say? Ukrainian, sorry.
I think so. Okay. And I think that the certainly you know, Iran again, Captain, wants to be able to expand its own influence. It's rattling the cage, as it were. And that's right. This is not a good thing. We don't need Iranian warships in our hemisphere at all.
No, and it's all part of this Russian base that they're building down there, a port or something like that.
Well, right, because you see, Iran, they will work with Russia, they'll work with North Korea. It kind of goes back to the old times of the Axis of Evil, you know, because they're definitely going to try to take the opportunities where they find them. Vladimir Putin is definitely demonstrating that he has no desire to be in the Western community or the community of nations, I should say, with the West. So I think he'll take help wherever he can get it, alliances wherever he can get it. And because remember, the United States, and China knows this very well too, the United States is the one to beat. The United States has to be brought low in order for, at least in, I think from their perspectives in Moscow and Beijing, for them to rise and to really prosper. So this is always going to be a concern for the American people and our allies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now moving along here, we also need to remind the people about a couple of other things here. We talked about Senator Cruz. We just got done talking about the Ukraine and the mercenaries, and we just got done talking about the ships. But the Postal Service is going to make a massive buy of electric vehicles. They're going to be Fords. They're going to be little vans. They're going to be driven by the delivery guys. And 9,250 of those electric vehicles will be bought. And I'm just wondering, where are they going to charge them?
That was the question I was going to ask. That's exactly it.
Have you been to a post office?
Yeah.
Where are they going to charge them?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think our listeners would ask the very same kind of question. And what kind of strain is that going to put on the grid? And how far can these things go? And is it going to impact the cost of the stamp and all this kind of stuff? But it sure looks good on paper, doesn't it? It looks, we're fighting climate change by delivering the mail in electric vehicles, I guess. But yeah, let's just say all your neighbors got an electric vehicle tomorrow. Where are they going to charge them? How is that going to affect the grid? What if your whole town got electric vehicles tomorrow? It's just not ready.
No,
and it's fine. Yeah, it's not. It's fine to have electric vehicles, but you have to have the infrastructure.
And if you did have something where you just put everything, plugged it in at the same time, you would blow every fuse in the neighborhood.
That's right. I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny because it's becoming more and more absurd, you know, because it's just not there. And if they want to put the infrastructure in, that may be one thing. But then you got to generate all the electricity. So we're not going to come. That's not going to come from coal-fired power plants. It's going to come from something else, and that has ins and outs of its own.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to take a break, folks. We're going to come back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, first one of the night. And yeah, we got some weather to talk about. You might have known that. So don't go anywhere. I will be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
are those guitar strumming hippies, Kyle?
Oh, that's a ZZ Top.
Yeah, and that was in Las Vegas. That was a live show in Las Vegas, which is why it kind of sounded like they were up on the stage, because they were. So there you go. But getting to it like Sonny Pruitt. Well, you know, we got a bunch of weather, and it seems most of it's out your way. However, some of it did break loose up to the north, and it's up there in the Dakotas and headed east towards Illinois and the upper Great Lakes. And, of course, we got some stuff in the middle part of the country, too. So tell us what's going on out there by you.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we are seeing some snow in those northern parts you're just talking about. And, of course, over in the west, we're going to start tonight in the great state of Idaho along I-84, Boise, Idaho. That area, Caldwell, a little north of Boise, you've got lots and lots of snow coming across the interstate there and also south of Boise for a time. So be careful there. Snow near Idaho Falls, and that looks like that's heading that way towards Idaho Falls at this point, so do be aware of that. Snow near Logan as you continue on Interstate 15 into Utah. Snow near Logan and right now north of Ogden in Utah, and snow just a little bit north of St. George down there in the southern part of Utah. Up in northern Nevada along I-80, this is going to be between Battle Mountain and Elko. Definitely have snow coming all across the interstate there, so be aware of that. We continue to have all kinds of rain falling in California, especially in the Central Valley. This is going to impact California Highway 99 from Bakersfield all the way north of Merced, and then also Interstate 5 from about Bakersfield up towards Newman. Also Santa Maria, Ventura, Los Angeles, Riverside counties, Orange and San Diego counties all have rain right now. Barstow, if you're heading out into the high desert, you've got rain there. And also tonight, rain at State Line. And we're going to head on up now right now to Reno, because we have winter weather advisories there for our friends listening on AM 1060 and FM 93.7. And then also Donner Pass, Captain, blowing snow right there right now. And we've got blizzard warnings as you come across the border from Reno into California in the Truckee area. So be aware of that, because that is not going to be fun to drive through if you have to do that. One quick check of another key mountain pass, Nosquamy Pass. They are reporting snow flurries at this hour. So more next hour, and back to you, Captain.
All right, and for what it's worth, folks, 4th of July looks pretty good at the moment. It's windy up there, but that could change. There could be some weather. However, let's go to North and South Dakota, because once again, just like yesterday, if you're coming across I-94, you are going to be in snow all the way across North Dakota, all the way across to Fargo. And there's a winter storm warning right there on the line, right down into South Dakota, to include Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And that snow also encompasses most of South Dakota. So you got the two Dakotas locked up in some snow, one a little bit more heavier than the other. And when you move over into Minnesota, you are going to have snow over in Minnesota as well. In the central part of the state, and that will include Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, and down a little further south, you'll have some snow going all the way across into Wisconsin, and it will continue over in Wisconsin as well. And then you've got some windy conditions in the southern part of Minnesota, which could change at any time to snow because of what's coming in its direction. Now, going on down to, let's see, down in Texas, down below Lubbock, down around Midland, and where 20 and 10 come together, you've got some wind down in there. You've got some very dry conditions in there at the moment. Could be ideal for fires, unfortunately, range fires, brush fires. And then over in, let's see here, over in the great state of Missouri and Arkansas, you have got some fog and some drizzle. It's not cold enough to do anything but just be miserable for a while. If you're going across I-40 in Arkansas, you're going to be in it. And if you're going over into the western part of Kentucky, you're going to be in it. And the southern part of Missouri, you're going to be in it. But then you're going to be out of it almost as fast as you got into it. And then looking at
some more weather here. Let me take a look here. Up in Maine tonight, we've got snow in the upper central part of Maine, up into the highlands and up through Mount Washington, if you will, over there, over in New Hampshire and that away, or off to the east. And some wind down the coast, normal places. But that's about it, Kyle. So we're lucking out. Things are getting a little bit more on an even keel right now. It was really, really bad looking last night, the map, but it's getting better.
It is getting better. We're going to have a little bit of respite here on the West Coast, and then I believe, Captain, in the next few days, we have another atmospheric river that's going to come in and really pound Northern California especially. So we'll keep you up to date on that as well. And, of course, friends, don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch by the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com, and you know, Captain, it's March 1st, and at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, you can now push your points to the max during the month of March, and that means you're going to get more free everything from drinks, snacks, and merchandise, and more, and you also can earn up to 5 points per gallon now with push your points when you activate that in the My Rewards Plus app. Simply go to go to pilotflyingj.com and download the My Rewards Plus app today, and sign up if you're not already a member, and you will start earning those points. You will start earning or getting the free offers on drinks and all kinds of great things at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Use the locations function to find the location nearest you, pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and it's there to be used, folks, and it's there to gather some points and save you some money in the long run. And, you know, I mean, after all of this is money. What do you got to lose, right, but money? So I would certainly take advantage of that if I could. How about you?
Well, absolutely. That's right. And it's so super simple. Just go to pilotflyingj.com. You'll find all the terms and conditions there as well. And also, Captain, all the great amenities that they have for our trucker friends and, of course, for our drivers out there listening to the program. Pull in. You're going to find something great to eat. You're going to be able to get warm, get fueled up, get your supplies, and get back on the road and have a safe journey.
And if you're up there in cold country, you might want to try their chili. If not, they got some great soups. And whichever you do, it'll be good. And then, of course, you got the deli with the fried chicken and the potatoes. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. So give that a try, too. All right, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we're coming back with hour number two on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll have a lot more for you as we move across the overnight radio airwaves. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-9-
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.